Cyclists gathered in Summerland on September 29 for a ride along Garnet Valley Road, past a proposed gravel pit. The Summerland on Two Wheels event was organized to raise awareness about the effects of a proposed gravel pit in the area. The application for the gravel pit, at 27,410 Garnet Valley Road, was presented in December 2023 and has since received approval. Opponents of the proposed gravel pit say the presence of a gravel pit will affect Garnet Valley Road and the homes and businesses near the proposed location. Steve Lorney of the Garnet Valley Agri-Tourism Association said the organization has concerns about the potential effects of heavy truck traffic along the road if the mine becomes operational. "This is a very, very low chance of the province backing up without some legal action on our part," he said. He said the water lines and the road itself are not designed to the standards needed for the gravel pit. "This decision of your ministry is destructive. It is unacceptable to the residents and agritourism businesses in Garnet Valley, and to the vast majority of Summerlanders," he said in an earlier letter sent to Josie Osborne, then the provincial minister of energy, mines and low-carbon innovation. Summerland's Municipal Council, the Penticton Indian Band, the Lower Similkameen Indian Band, the Summerland Chamber of Commerce, the Penticton and Wine Country Chamber of Commerce, the BC Wildlife Federation and residents and businesses near the proposed site have all spoken out in opposition to the location. On September 25, members of Summerland Council and staff met with staff from the Ministry of Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Initiative. Summerland Mayor Doug Holmes has asked for a full independent review of the decision to approve the gravel pit. He said Summerland Council is considering additional steps to take to address concerns about the proposed gravel pit. "We're still exploring all our options, including legal options," Holmes said. "There were flaws in the process," he said. "We want the province to address these flaws."